sheets over there. For the last number of years, when we come to Parshas Emor, I'd like to speak about something related to Sirus HaOmer, because, of course, the mitzvah Sirus HaOmer is found in Parshas Emor, and also Parshas Emor always lands during the Sirus HaOmer period between Pesach and Shavuos. So we have Minyan of the Yoma and Minyan of the Sidra. The source for Sirus HaOmer and Parshas Emor, and the first source is Vayikra Parakhov Gimel, Tzukin Tez Vav and Tez Zayin. Vesvartam Acham Mochas HaShabbos Miyoma Vechemes Omer Hatufa Sheva Shabbos Tzminus Tiana Ad Mimochas HaShabbos HaShvi Tzishvah Hamishim Yom Vikavta Mincha Chadash Hashem. That's the Mokar in Parshas Emor for Sirus HaOmer. There's one other Mokar in the Torah for Sirus HaOmer, and that's in source number 2 of Pasuk in Parshas Re'ei. Dvar in Parak Tez Zayin Pasuk Tez Shiva Shabbos Tzisparach Mechel Chemesh Parkoma Tochel Lispo Shiva Shabbos to count 7 weeks. So right off the bat, you notice that the Pesuk in Parshas Emor make reference to the number of days. Tisperu Chamishim Yom, count 50 days. Chazal and Zeh means not 50 but 49, counts up to the 50th day. Or they round it off like the Rosh says, however we figure it out, but it means up to the 50th day. So it mentions the days. In Re'eh, it doesn't mention that days, it mentions counting 7 weeks. So the Gemara in Chagiga, among other places, but I quoted the Gemara in Chagiga in the third source, Taf Yud Zayin with Beis, says, Amar Abaye, Mitzvah Limin Ne Yomei, Dechsiv Tarek Tisbur Chamishim Yom, or Mitzvah Limin Shui, Dechsiv Shiva Shavuos Tisparach. That's why the Mitzvah Sirus HaOmer entails making reference both to the number of days and to the number of weeks, because since we have these two different sources, not a Machlok, it's we learn both. So Mitzvah Limin Ne Yomei, because of the Pasuk in our Sedra and Emor, Tisbur Chamishim Yom, and Mitzvah Limin Shui, to count the weeks, Dechsiv Shiva Shavuos Tisparach. Indeed, the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, Essay Kuf Samach Aleph, the fourth source. The Rambam writes, "The mitzvah Kuf Samach Aleph is to want lispor miktiras omer tisha varbam yom, etc." Quotes the psukim, and it says just like the zechiv on bezin to count the years to the yovel, the shmita years to the yovel, which actually is the next week's segment, Parshas Bahar. So kach chayav kolecha brachad mimenu limno simei omer yom yom the shavua shavua, day by day, week by week, you have to do both. Okay, and the Rambam, and he quotes the two psukim, who shomer tisbu chamishim yom in Re'ei, and the omer shiva shavuos tisparach. I'm sorry, in Emor, tisbu chamishim yom in Emor, and in Re'ei shiva shavuos tisparach. It mentions both days and weeks. You have to count both. The Rambam says, but don't think there are two different mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah, not one mitzvah to count. In counting the reckoning of the Tarek mitzvah, not there's one mitzvah to count days, one mitzvah to count weeks. Others disagree, but the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. It's interesting in Hilchos Tmidin Umusafin, the end of Parag Zion, which is where the Rambam discusses the mitzvah Sirus HaOmer. It's interesting. It's in an unexpected location. But that's because in Hilchos Tmidin Umusafin, the Rambam is talking about the different karbanos, and one of them is the karban mincha, and the karban omer, which starts the Sirus HaOmer process. It was a mincha offering, a shtei halechem on Shavuos, which ends the Omer process, and so on. So, Kamela, the Rambam quotes his dinim in the end of the seventh parak, because two or seven parak, not like a chav days. The Rambam writes over there, mitzvah saseh lispor sheva shabbosos tremos, to count 7 full weeks, right? Shenemar. And here, he doesn't quote the pasuk in Re'ei at all. He says the weeks are also learned. If you look back in the first source, the pasuk here in Emor, you could learn weeks from our psukim too, because it says in the end of the first pasuk tezvav, sheva sheva shabbosos. So it does mention weeks. It doesn't say it exactly like Shiva Shavuos, but counts Shiva Shavuos. So therefore the Rambam, interestingly, although in the Sefer HaMitzvahs he refers to both the Pasuk in Re'ei and as well as the Pasuk in Emor, in Tamidu Musafin, Paragzal HaKachavdeh, he only mentions the Pasuk in Emor, both the Pasuk in Emor. Again, you have to count Sheva Shabbosos, Umitzalivas Hayamim Im HaShavuos, Shemar Tisra Chamishim Yom. I don't think it's a machlokes, but just so you can learn it out that way. In any event, we know there's a mitzvah to count the days and the weeks, and that's how we pass on Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim Siman Tov Pei Tes. That's the one simon in the Shulchan Aruch that Sirus HaOmer I've mentioned many times. Sirus HaOmer is a rich topic. It's just a lot of literature on Sirus HaOmer because, I don't know, there's so many different aspects of Sirus HaOmer touch upon different areas in halacha, as we'll see tonight. So Sirus HaOmer is one of those topics that involve or potentially involve a lot of other halachic areas. So, but there's only one siman of the Shulchan Aruch about the very end of Hilchos Pesach, siman Tov Pei Tes Sif Aleph, and there the Shulchan Aruch says, "Bilel Sheni Achatz Vos Arvis Maskum Lispar Omer." Right? We begin counting the Omer on the second night of Pesach after Ma'ariv. Okay? And it mentions what happens if you forgot, and it's a mitzvah on everybody, and you have to sisach lispar meumad, you have to stand up, and you have to levarach kli, make a bracha before it. Then it says, "The Sofer Hayamim VeHashavuos." You have to count both the days and the week. And he gives examples. Kaitzad, the Yom Rishon Omer, Hayom Lechav Omer, Ad Shemagil Shiv. First night you just say, "Tonight's the first Shabbos, by the Omer, etc., till you get up to the week, the end of 7 days. Then, V'oz Yomar, Hayom Shiro Yomim, Shehem Shavua Chad Ba'omer. V'mashmini, and 8 day, Yomar, Hayom Shvani Yomim, Shehem Shavua Chad Yomim, Echad Ba'omer. Right, I mean, it's not nothing new. V'chein Ad Shegil Arbos Hayom. And when you get to the 14th, Yomar, Arbos Hayom, Shehem Shavua Ba'omer. V'alderech Zeh, Molav Olachad Mem Tez Yom. Right, so that's the pattern of the Mishnah Berurah explains in Source 7. It's in the top page, that's against Sifkat Zion. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the two psukim, the pasuk here in our Sedra, about the days, Tispur Chamishim Yom, and Uksiv Shiva Shavuos Tispur Lach. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if you made a mistake, you left out one? Vimsivah Yomim Lechud, below Hizkir Shavuos. What if I just mentioned, let's say, did everyone count the Yomim tonight? We just counted, right, on the stage. Everyone just counted now 34, right? Today was Lag B'Omer, we just counted 34. So let's say a guy just said, Hayom Arbo Shoshim Yom Ba'Omer. That's it, he went home, he didn't say Shehein Habashos Shishay Amavomer, right? He didn't say the second part. So Yeshom was Yotzeb the other, Yeshom Shatzarch Lachzor, released by Yom Vishavuz, Kedin. So some say, and that's okay if you left out the weeks, others say no, if you remember you should correct yourself, but Kain Chosev is something below Bracha, you don't make a new Bracha, don't make a new Bracha, okay? However, if he says the Imara Shavuos v'lo Yomim, if you counted only the weeks, the fourth week, he didn't say the 34th day. Kiyom Shalom Rashiu Yom Shavu Echa v'lo Yiski Yom Echa. Then the Chulam v'lo Yotze. Then you're not Yotze. Why the difference? It's not our topic for tonight, but that's just want to throw out that halacha. What I want to look at tonight is really what emerges from a sif a little bit later there in the parshas in Siman Tov Pei Tes. So what's number 8? It's sif Vav. Listen to this one. In Pasach Omar, if a guy began to say, the abbreviation stands for Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. He started the bracha. Adaito Delema Hayom Dalad. He thought it's the fourth night. Okay, the guy thought it was the fourth night, and he begins to say the bracha, thinking he's about to say Hayom Avoyim of Omer. Shusaber Shem Dalad. He thought it was the fourth night. The Nizka, but in the middle of the bracha, he realized, no, wait a minute, it's not the fourth, it's the fifth. Fourth of this hour, or maybe he heard the guy next to him counting, or whatever. The Nizkar, the Siyam Behei, at the end he said the Haim Hei, and indeed it was the fifth night. Okay? That's case one. Alright? Look at the Mishnah Berurah 9. Again, it's all seen in the top page. That's Scott Lamed. The Siyam Behei, what's over? She's your Chamisha Yom. He counted on Chamisha Yom. Good. That's case one. Oh, Ibcha, or the reverse. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, Ibcha, the reverse. Shehen Dalad, it was in fact the fourth night. When he started the bracha, he had a mind to say Hayom Arba Yamim. The Tav is Siyam Behei, but he ended up counting the fifth. Okay, as the Mishmur says there in 9, Sukkot Lamed Aleph. The Tav is Siyam Ratzon Shisiva Chamisha. In both of these cases, Paskin is a Shulchan Aruch. Eino Chozer Mevarech. He doesn't have to do it. He's Yotzei. Again, the two cases. In the first case, when he started the bracha, he had in mind the wrong date. Okay, but then he caught himself in the middle and he finished up and he said the right date. In that case, Yoyote and a Chodmar, and the reverse. The reverse. He's had in mind the correct thing when he's saying the bracha, but he said the wrong thing. In both cases, in the Chaber Paskins, that you don't have to go back and make a new bracha. That's the situation, huh?
The bracha is complete. So you're talking about a case, a person has the wrong kavanas.
Right.
He thinks it's the fourth bracha to Hashem, yeah. Finishes the bracha at the end, it's like, oops, it's really the fifth, and then he counts the right day.
Right, that's the first scenario, correct, that's
okay,
the first scenario. Right. Mm-hmm.
So really, it's just, so the havamim is like, that your kavanas, if they weren't correct,
so you're asking basically why we make so fuss about the bracha, right? So hold it, exactly.
Because really, there's no mistake in the actual counting, it's only...
In the first case, the mistake was that he got the count right, but the second one, he got the count wrong. The count wrong, and the way we're reading it anyway, he got the count wrong. It was a tremendous chiddush, but he had in mind the right thing when he said the bracha, he just muffed the actual count.
That's
a tremendous chiddush the second way. The first one, let's see.
So
hold the thought.
The second one, he just goes second way, the right way without a bracha.
It doesn't even say that. It sounds like he's Yotze because when he said the bracha, he had the right thing in mind. So that's what we're going to see. Everyone's going to jump all over that. It's a wild chiddush. Huh? But let's see. But first, let's talk about the bracha for a second. So we know that there's a bracha on Sirius Omer. The Rambam in that same second, Hilchot Tzvinim Sofen, the end of Perek Zayin, Halacha Chaf Hei, the Rambam writes, "Tzorach levarach v'chol la'ala bracha at Hashem, v'ken v'cholam, asher kirushan v'sof v'al Sirius Omer, kodesh v'dvar, mona v'lo birich." If you counted the Omer, you never said the bracha by mistake. He didn't say the bracha. Yotzah, you yotzah the mitzvah. Ain't no chozer bracha. I have to go back and make a new bracha. Right? If I can't be over without the bracha. I just said either by mistake or on purpose. I forgot to make the bracha. You still yotzah.
Exactly. Could go back and say bracha.
Right. Correct. Exactly. Says the Kesef Mishnah right there. Hilchos Mishnah, some parak Zalach Chafay, source 11. The Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, right? Poshutu. That's pretty obvious. Shemivorcha lekedel shemorcha chomitz. The fact you have to make a bracha, we know it's obvious because you make a bracha on all mitzvahs. The brachas ain't a ma'akvos. A mistake in the bracha does not, if you forgot to say the bracha, that's not ma'akiv. Ma'akiv doesn't hold back, doesn't hold you back from the mitzvah, right? A missed bracha does not disqualify the mitzvah, right? In fact, the Rambam lays down that rule in source number 12. Hilchos brachas, in general rule, parak yud aleph halacha hey. The Rambam writes in general, not talking there about Sirus Omer, he just says, osa mitzvah b'lo birach, and name the mitzvah. Fill in a b'lushof or whatever, name a mitzvah, right? He did a mitzvah without a bracha. So now the Rambam says, depends. In mitzvah shadayin asiyosa kayemes, mivorach achar asiyah, if the mitzvah is ongoing, so you can make the bracha, let's say tefillin. I put on my tefillin, forgot to make a bracha. Then suddenly I remembered, I didn't make the bracha on tefillin. So I can make the bracha now. Why come and keep my tefillin on for another half hour anyway, right? I realized after I started saying brachas or something like that, or maybe sitting in the zimah, suddenly I went, I never said the bracha on tefillin. Or like I'm sitting in the sukkah. I forgot to make a bracha on sitting in the sukkah. We sat down, we washed, my kids sat down, and in the middle of the meal, we realized, oh, we didn't make the bracha on sukkah. Well, you can make the bracha right now. Why? Because the mitzvah is ongoing, right? There's still be before the mitzvah because I'm sitting in the sukkah another hour and a half, right? That's what I'm saying. But it's over Las Yosef on the rest of the mitzvah. That's the point. It was a mitzvah on Imsheches. It was an ongoing mitzvah, so it's over Las Yosef. It's not one and out. Okay, it's still going on. I haven't kept my tefillin on. I'm still sitting in the sukkah. If it's a mitzvah, it's what? Reuven Esther, it's over. Once I wave, I'm done. Okay? Yeah.
So, yeah, I know.
So tefillin is different. Yeah, so tefillin. I don't want to talk about tefillin now because they say to move it a little bit. Enacharami. Correct. Correct. Because lahaniach means to place it on, not to have it on. That's a different discussion. But in any event, that's what the Rambam says. Okay? Kate gave an example. How should have to fit this? Well, that's filling you. So the second example I gave you, okay, you don't have to make a new bracha. But in any case, the bracha doesn't, the absence of the bracha doesn't disqualify the mitzvah. Okay, so that the Achron raised the question, which is also not a topic right now. Why did the Rambam have to specify? If you already set forth this rule in Hilchos Brachos as a general rule by mitzvahs, if you miss the bracha is not makiv. So why did you have to specify by Sirus Omer that if you counted without the bracha, you're yotzei the mitzvah of counting the Omer? Well, of course, that's a general rule. The bracha is never disqualified. The absence of a bracha never ruins the mitzvah.
It wasn't just so the absence, it was a wrong kavanah.
Well, that's in our case, right. But the Rambam wasn't, that's the Sohar case. But the Rambam, you know, in the source number 10, the Rambam just made a general rule at the end of 10. Mona velo birich yotzei v'eino chos mevarach. So that's what the Kesef Mishnah said is pasha. So you have to start figuring out that the Rav Sternberg, Rav Sal Zolti has a essay about why the Rambam and the Rav Salvechik had his two suggestions as to why the Rambam bothered to mention. Okay, not on a topic right now. The Prima Gadim in source 13, in the Mishnah Sotzav, in that same Sinat Tov Pei Test, if caught in Yud, he says, same thing, Ha-Sofar below Bracha, if you count it without a Bracha, Ein Ma'akev, the Sofar B'Shah Hayom in Bibracha, you may continue to count every night from here on in with the Bracha. Okay, that's the Prima Gadim, fine. But getting back to the Shulchan Aruch, so we had this strange, the Shulchan Aruch had two scenarios, again to go over. The two scenarios, case number one, he had the wrong thing in mind when he began, but he got it right at the end. Good. Okay, and then the second case was he had the right thing in mind when he began, and he got it wrong at the end. Okay, in both of those cases, Shulchan Aruch says he yotzei. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, it's got Lamed Beis 14, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Hachonin Tomu Al Dinze. The Hachonin find this ruling astonishing. The Bishlam of Eresha, the first scenario, Shasi and Behei, Behu Hei, ended up saying it's the fifth night, and indeed it was the fifth night. Nikko, that makes sense, the yotzei. Shari Sifra Kedim, Lamai, say he did the mitzvah properly. Afal Gav, the Bishas, Birchos, and Savashu Dalad, and even though when he said the Bracha, he had the wrong thing in mind, who cares? Lav Kuma, why? Shari Afalo Birchal, because even had he not said the bracha at all, he'd be yotzei. So the guy had the wrong thing in mind doing the bracha. Who cares? He didn't need the bracha. The bracha's not back in. No, he doesn't need the bracha. He's supposed to say a bracha. But the act of the bracha, it does not impact the mitzvah. That's what we just saw.
It follows okay? Easily. So the wrong kavana is no worse than no bracha.
Good horror. Very good. Perhaps the wrong thing makes it even worse. But the Mishnah Berurah is saying here clearly, at least in this case, it follows clearly. He says, after lo berach klal yotza, if you didn't say the bracha, so, and by the way, he did, it's not, you see, your question, if Itaka made the wrong bracha. He made the right bracha, he just had the wrong thing in mind. That's really, I mean, it's the same, you could argue, let's say each night had its own bracha, then you could have a discussion. But the text of the bracha is the same every night. So in any event, so that we understand. So Avos Smisefa says the Mishnah Berurah, the second case, the second scenario, Maima, why are you possibly Yotze? Maima Hanilon de Bishas, so Bishas Habrocha Yod de Ezeyovu. Halal Koponim de Thieves, Sofer Yom Sheino. What difference does it make when you said the Brocha, you had the right date in mind? Lamaisa, when you verbalized it, the Sirs only, you said the wrong thing. So Mishnah Berurah says, everybody wonders, what's the Chabad talking about here? It's a puzzling ruling. Chabad says it, you know. I mean, we can't argue what he says. Again, he says in Sivva, we had it back in verse 8. But the Mishnah Berurah says, the other Akhonim after the Mechaba, one. The first case we understand, because at the end he got it right, he said the right thing. But in the second he said the wrong thing. He has Yotze, just because at the moment of the Bracha he had the right thought in mind, that's enough to Yotze the Mitzvah. Very strange, but that's Mechaba rule. The Mishnah Berurah says, Akasha. So the Taz, earlier in the Mishnah Berurah, of course, in source 15, is bothered by this whole thing. And the Taz says, you have to, we're not understanding the Mechaba properly. Okay, the assumption is that it's impossible to say that a guy who counted Hayom Chamisha Yom in Ba'omer is Yotze because he happened to have had in mind when we started the Bracha that's a fourth night. It's just astonishing. You know, it can't be. That's how the Chonim all say. It just doesn't make any sense. So what does the Mechaber mean? So the Taz kind of rereads the Mechaber. Okay, we don't want to say the Mechaber knows what he's talking about. it's so off base to say that a guy is Yotze the Mitzvah when he said the wrong night, just because when he started the Bracha he happened to have the right night in mind, right number in mind. Very strange. So Tai says he's missing the point. He says, I mean, that's the Mechaber got it from. The Siyain Behei, he said, when it says in the case he finished, he concluded by saying the fifth, in the second scenario, the seeing the dalit, he said the fourth, and perusha shesafar came, doesn't mean that that's what you counted in terms of the omer. Ela asiyum habracha koi. He's talking about what you had in mind when you concluded the bracha. Meaning the following. For sure, you have to have said the right thing when it came. Whatever night it is, you have to say the right seer. But what the Chabad is talking about was, you split what was in your mind in the text of the bracha. Not in the recital of the night of the seer, but rather the text of the bracha. I knew, shalom sofer adayin kal. You didn't say anything yet. Ela berach l'chui, just said a bracha. Uvaloshin ha-bracha, yesh reyvasa, but there's a problem with your bracha. Because b'haynu osher tov mitchilas kishama bracha shemachon ha-cholam. Either, in the two scenarios, either you had the wrong thing in mind when you started the first half of the bracha, bracha tov shemachon ha-cholam, ha-isa kamaros v'toz, and then at the end you caught yourself, okay, ola hefe, shemitchil ha-yo b'dayto emes, when you started the bracha, you had the right thing in mind, uvasof ha-bracha tov, then at the end you had in mind to say the fifth night. When you said the words, I'll see us home, I shake sons of serious homer, then you had the wrong thing in mind. So that's the question. Umubai Alon, the Shukhar is wondering, Kim Havia Brocha, Brocha the Eved, is the Brocha botched up because you had a confused Brocha? The Yispar Chakra below Brocha Shenis, okay? Is the Brocha okay with the Eved, therefore you can count? Just count in order to redo the bracha. Oh, Dilma, the bracha zulo, havi bracha klal. Maybe the bracha is completely disqualified, and you should say a new bracha. Just say baruch shem kol machzor avad, and say a new bracha. That's the question. In other words, the issue is not that the guy. We're talking about says the Taz. The guy didn't say a word yet vis-a-vis Sirus Omer. He didn't say it. He's just his bracha is goofed up because he started to have one thing in mind. He ended to have the other. Either right then wrong then right. Whatever the scenario is, the two scenarios in the Mechaber, his bracha is botched up. Okay, so. The question is, does he have to make, he's about to count, now he realizes he's all discombobulated, so now does he have to make a new bracha before counting? That's the issue. And on that, and he says, you know what, we have a case like this in the Gemara. Says the Taz, Avi Mamish come over Pasach Adai to the Chamra, Shemevi Beis Yosef, a case where a guy, we're going to see in the Gemara shortly, a guy had, he thought it was a cup of wine, and it was really a cup of liquor or whatever, and the bracha Zafi Beis, we'll see the case shortly. Ubezeh, Pasach Beis Yosef, he says like this, the Lididan, the Srila, and the Srib is not a Zedrapan, since we hold the Tzuris, most of Machos Rishonim, Ramah holds not that way, many Rishonim hold the Tzuris, Om is not a Zed, is only Drapanim. Why? Because there's no carbon Omer, the Torah links the mitzvah sirus omer with the bring of the carbon omer. Today there's no carbon omer, so therefore it's only a zeichel mikdash, right? So we catch only the abana. Therefore, ein tzarach lachzor levara. Therefore, in both scenarios, paskins and mechaber, you don't have to make a new bracha, even though your bracha was half wrong. The first half was wrong, and the second half was wrong. Not the text of the bracha. What you had in mind was wrong, either for the first half or for the second half. Okay, but nevertheless, we say forget it. It's okay. It's only about it. Anyways, you don't have to remake the bracha.
Is it still?
Yeah. So you say, well, no, actually, no. It wouldn't be. That's what we're saying. Okay. However, it comes out the following. Now, skip about 5 lines to the bottom. The Taz says, that's what the Rechaber is talking about. Not that the guy didn't count the Omer properly. He wants to know, what do I do before I count the Omer? My bracha was messed up. So you know what we tell him? Either way, it's okay. Just never mind. Go on. Can't do the mitzvah properly and finish. However, he says, nearly borer, the imhaisa bracha kula b'taos. Okay, now 1 second. But what if the bracha was completely botched up? You had in mind, to at least in the 2 cases of the mechaber, he had in mind the right thing for half the bracha. At some point during the bracha, he had the correct date in mind. Says the mechaber, the Taz, a tremendous chiddush. Nearly borer, the imhaisa bracha kula b'taos. If throughout the entire length of the bracha he had the wrong thing in mind, but then when he counted it, he thought of the right thing. We have to make the bracha again with the right thing in mind. And he said, that's what he says. Even though I didn't do anything wrong with the mitzvah yet. In that case, and it was, says the Taz, when does the mechaber say the bracha doesn't disqualify? If at least for part of the point during the bracha you had the correct mitzvah in mind.
Well, okay, but the whole Durabanim thing. Before, okay, because it was Durabanim.
Right, but he's saying here, even on Durabanim, when you had the complete, the whole bracha is worthless.
On two things, that it was Durabanim.
And at least you got part, exactly. That's what Taz says. The Raya of the Tumas, we're going to see, he brings a Raya from the case tomorrow about a case of a guy who had Tumas kind of beans. It's a food in his hand, okay? Okay, they gave an example. You had a fruit in your hand, or chocolate bar, whatever it was. You had it in your hand. You made a bracha, on the chocolate bar, and just then it fell right out of your hand, landed in a puddle. So now you can't eat it. Right? It's ruined. Okay? So luckily, there's another chocolate bar on the table. You have to make a new bracha because you didn't have in mind that chocolate. You had in mind this chocolate bar. Or this, you had in mind this glass of juice, and I was about to drink it. It falls out of your hand, spills all over the floor. Now, you have to make a new bracha. We're going to see that. She says, that's the same thing here. You had in mind only that you're going to drink this one cup of juice and eat this one chocolate bar or one pretzel. Okay? And you made the bracha, and you dropped it, or land in the mud or spilled, so now you can't drink it. You have to make a new bracha if you want to eat something else. So he says the same thing here. And he mentions another example. The chen of Eves Kumem, we'll see them inside in a second. The chen of Eves Kumem comes up all the time. The Berach Alatara, the Herala Mokam Likosokar, a guy got Aliyah, the Valkar showed him the wrong word. Well, we've all heard that case. And they open up the Torah, the guy gets Aliyah, he says, okay, we're starting it. Then they read, oh, it's further up, or further down. Right? It's happened before, right? Later on in the column. Whatever it may be. So, there too, he says, the Ola has to make a new bracha. Okay, so he says the same thing, here. Huh? Well, we'll see. Well, yeah, the Mechata says, yeah. Okay? Well, there, it's the same thing. Okay, good. Now, what's he talking about the case with the wine and the liquor? So I just printed it here. The Gemara in Brachas, Yud Beis Maralim. The Gemara says as follows. Pshita, Heche the Ka, Noket Kasu the Chamra. A guy took a cup of wine. Okay? The Kasavar the Shikru, he thought it was beer. Whatever, it was white wine, he thought it was liquor, so it was over schnapps. Upasach of Avarach Hadaita, the Shikra. And he thought it was beer, whatever, so he started to say the bracha shahakol on the beer. B'siyein b'dechamen, and suddenly in the middle of the bracha, he realized, wait a minute, this is wine. But he hadn't said the end, he just said bracha shahakol. So he caught himself, the bargar nothing. He realized it's wine.
Yotzeh.
Hold on. He says, Yotzeh, because in the end, you got it right. Why? Says the Gemara, you know why? The Inami or Shakal and Vivar Yotzeh, because even if he said Shakal, Shakal works with the Yevin for everything, right? That's who goes. Even if he said Shakal or anything, it's Yotzeh, the Rashi points out.
Okay.
Right, correct. However, Ella, what about the flip case, says the Gemara there? Hechad the Karnokit Kasa the Shikha the other day, the Kasava the Chamra, he could have had a glass of beer in his hand, and he thought it was wine. Upasik Ubarach had died to the Chamra, and he was going to say Baruch Yagofen. The Siyan, but the Shikha, then in the middle he realized it was beer, so he changed his Baruch Hashako. Here, it wouldn't work. The Baruch Yagofen to the other wouldn't work. So you can't say the same source. Someone says, my, Baser Iker Baruch Hazlinan? Or bracha simas linen. Does the bracha determined by ikar bracha? You say Hashem Hashem, right? Bracha Hashem Hashem al kenan cholam. Does it go by that, or does it go by how you concluded? That's the question. Gemara has a whole discussion back and forth about the Bible of Shita, okay? may depend on whether the situation is a Doraisa situation, Darabonan situation. All right, printed the Rashi there, and I said it over. The Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Brachos, Parakas Halach Yidalek 18. The Rambam Paskins, Loka Kosel Sheikha B'yodo, the Hitzchah Abroch Amras Loma Shako. You wanted to say Shako. The Tal of Omar B'yodo Pirgofen, you ended up saying B'yodo Pirgofen, Ein Mach Zirano. So the Rambam Paskins, you don't have to say no, the Brocha, because why? Because at the time when you said Brocha Tal Shem, which he, Paskins, is the Ikka Brocha, you had the right thing in mind. Even though at the end you said the wrong thing, that's the Rambam says. Okay? And the same thing. If you had fruits and these vegetables and fruits, he said, Bar Peradon. Okay, anyway, Ein Mach Zirus in all these cases. Look at the last line. They should be Shah, Shehizka, Shashem HaMalchus, Shein Ikar Brocha, Lo Niskavein, El Brocha Aruya. When you said the Shem HaMalchus, every Brocha, the Ikar of Brocha is the Shem HaShem and Melech HaLam. So when you said the Shem HaMalchus, you had the right thing in mind. Okay? Alpha Pisha, Tabi Sofa Yotzi. Even in the end, you made the wrong thing, Yotzi. So says the Rambam. Shachar brings that. It's in Reish Tess. Shulchan Aruch Chaim some race test if Al Hilchos Brachos, Hilchos Brachos are pairs. He says the same thing like the Rambam says, Ein Miskavin. That right? He just quotes the, again the second line there. The Neishah B'Shoah Sheizke Shem Malchus Shem Ikar Bracha Lo Niskavin Al Bracha Ruyal Osamin. Right? Yeah, the right thing in mind. The Yesh Omrim Shem Lokach Kos Shechar Omayim the Sovah Shana Pasach Bracha Shem Gemelcha Daitam Al Bracha Hizke Shu Shechar Omayim Vistim Shachu Yotzer. That's the other case where if you caught yourself in Yotzer, so he brings both things. Now the Mishnah Berurah says in Reish Tes Sikot Malach that Ein Machzirin Also it's in Mechav Zeu Das Rambam. A tremendous chiddush. I mean, the guy said the wrong bracha. He said bar beer gafan on beer, but because he had the right thing in mind at the beginning, was saying it's okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Zeu Das Rambam Aval Rov Haposkim V'Kimat Kulam Cholkim Alav. Everybody rejects this Rambam. The scheme of Lo Azlina Basar Daito Kevin Shebefiv Hotzi Bracha Sheinu Ulosim. At the end of the day, we go by what he said. At the end, he said the wrong bracha out. Okay, Lo Yotzer Machzirin Also. The Kasa Achon the Chen Yesh Lahor. So with deference to the Rambam, whom the Shochar quotes, the Mishnah Berurah says that's not the exception. Now, not the accepted psak. You have to have said the right thing. Okay, you have to have said the right thing. Okay, now. That's halacha mishmur and sukkah beis, right? Halacha is the second case, and so on. That if you said you had a thing of beer and you started to say, but I had a mind to say bar pregav, you correct yourself and say shakal, that's okay. Because again, at the end, you said it's okay, and then mishmur says sukkah beis, the chen halacha. Okay? Now, the Taz uses this sugya in brachas as a riot to our case when getting back to the Sirius Omer. The Taz says the same stuff like over here in Syria. Do we go by, how did the Taz learn the case, the scenario in the Shulchan Aruch? It was, the guy didn't count anything yet, right? He was mixed up during the bracha. He got half the bracha right, half the bracha wrong. He had the right thing in mind for the first half, the wrong thing in mind for the second half, or vice versa, whichever the case it was. So the Taz says the same thing here. Do we go by what the Ikar bracha? The Baruch Hashem at the beginning, what he had in mind then, or the Gobe at the end, that's the same question. And therefore he says, since there's someone to Abalan, and you got, like you said, and he got part of it right, good enough, okay, that's the thing. However, again, the Chiddush of the Taz, if you blew it for the entire bracha by Sirius Omer, if you had the wrong date in mind for the entire bracha, even though you counted right, in that case you'd have to make a new bracha.
Not like the Rambam, who says the
Brachah. No, not right. But as I showed you, the Mishnah Berurah which says most people reject the Rambam. Okay, so that's what the Taz says here. Now, as far, where's the Taz's raya for such a thing? Right, how does the Taz get this idea that he said the whole Brachah wrong, even if he did the mitzvah right, okay? No, he didn't get the whole Brachah wrong can't work. So he says that's the case of Tormus. That's the Rishalmi in Brachas, Paragvav Halacha Aleph. Shami writes, "When Zrikaron was there, boy, a hen did nasif turmus again, a certain type of bean. Umevarach ilavin, he made the bracha. Vinafal minay, and it fell out of his hand. I said a chocolate bar, Christmas soda, whatever the food item was, right? So ma umevarach ilavin zman tininus. They have to say another bracha a second time. And I have the Pnei Moshe printed in 22 in the commentary in Shami. So he writes again, it's brachas paragraph alachal. Ma umevarach in tzorch levarach al achar pam shenis. Mi amrin the kevin nafal minah harishon asar daiter. Although, do we say that he had sort of like a hesach adas? He had in mind for this item, okay, which now fell out of his hand or it spilled or got dirty or whatever happened. So what do you think of the brachas? The Gemara, I'll say it outside, Yushami wants to say it's similar to a case of Amas Hamayim. A guy wants to take water from a stream. You have a running stream, back to the mikveh. The guy's got the running stream, so he's not into the mikveh. He's into taking, takes a cup. So he says shahako, and he's going to dip his cup in. But you know, by the time he dipped his cup in, that's not the same water he was looking at before, because the stream is flowing downstream, right? So it's not the same water. So Shalom wants to say, perhaps it's really the same thing here, as long as he serves another piece of cake on the table, even though he had in mind this cake, but he dropped it. So Shalom, that's not true, because there, Tamon lechach kivein daitem etchili. He knew when he dipped the water, it's not going to be the same water as he was having in mind. But here, he had in mind this one piece of cake, not another piece of cake. So it's a question. But in any event, he says over here, you have to make a new bracha, and as you said before, you better say baruch shem kol ma'achu solon, as Gemara says at the end, tzarech lomar baruch shem kol ma'achu solon, shalach haske shem shalom ha'atala. That's the rule of Yerushalmi.
Somebody has, there's a plate of cookies in front of him.
Yeah.
So he has to have in his mind that he's going to eat five cookies before he says mizona.
Well, we're going
to
see. We're going to see it now again.
You never know. So it would sound like the bracha has. First of all, there's the shear for the bracha to be called, right? So if it's unless it's one bean, you have to eat more than do you have
right.
More than
well,
one
well bean for bracha Rishon, for bracha Rishon, you have to eat even a little bit. But the issue is like this: do you have to have it? So many people want to see. I don't know if I printed it or not, but I forgot to whether it's here. But did a program show? I was going to say, when you had a kid, have in mind, you know, anything I'm planning, anything I'm going to eat.
So I mean, the claw, and not just the kiddush. Anytime you're making, like right now, I should know.
So again, many. So without going to, well, let's just say, I have some. So I have some. So let's see. Let's see how the Rambam rules. The Rambam rules: Simchas Brachos Parak Dalad Halacha Yud. First of all, it's a good idea. Ain mevracha ochem kol ochem alamashka kol mashna atchi yavo lefanam. Don't make a bracha until you have it in front of you. That's number one. You know, you're all ready. Sometimes the tall boys in the shoe, they go to the water fountain, they say there's a hot call, and they press a button, and the darn thing doesn't work. Okay? So wait till you have a water. Right?
And then so, the first one, they say you can't eat in class, and they say, well, make a bracha. And they say,
Right. Okay, you talk about the shear. That was like when I was in the yeshiva, there was a guy. In those days, the parents sometimes sent out just all care packages, and I was in the yeshiva. It was hard to get good food. So, the minhag was, you got a big box of cookies and chocolate that came from America, so you invited your chaver, you know, to have a party that evening in your room after night there. So there's always one guy, you know, I'm not sure I had enough shear for bracha. I don't want another piece of cake, but I better eat it because, you know, I'll make a bracha. Anyway, so the Rambam writes, our case, right? Not all ochel or berach alav, and not all miyado. Not all the hand, but this shafah got burnt, or shafah got swept away, whatever happened. Choser mabarach, to make a new bracha. Afal pishum osamin, even though it's the same species, the same type of food. And then the tzarachom, baruch shem, tzarach zorom, and al baruch hoishona, b'yisol ha'otzi, shem, shana batalot. And it's not the same with the water, he says, because by the amas amayim, you know, the chach, he's got him, he's got him, chiyot. And that's how Shachar Paskin as well, hilchos b'chus aperez, erochayim, sun, reish, rov, sif, hey? Shachar says, same thing, okay? You know, the same as well. Look what it says to Ramah, your point, the very end of 24. Hagah, v'tov lizor lechatchila lios daital kol mashi avilo. Have in mind, whatever they're going to serve, I have in mind, I'm going to eat some. Not only the kiddush, but that's the Ramah. There's your case. Okay, again, we're not talking about broccoli, I just showed it to you. The reason is for Shachar then goes on, the Sifal, the next page. Right, same sin and race, Rav Sivkov. Not to be able to pre the ochel berachala, but not from yado. You have a fruit and it fell out of your hand. Onimas, you realize it's rotten. Sometimes you have a fruit, you don't realize, now you turn it on the side. It's all right, it's got a worm in it. You see the apple, whatever it is. Right? Tzorach lach, Zorach has to make a new bracha, even though they have other things of the same species. Okay? The Rambam says that that's only if you didn't have it in mind. And of course, that's a baruch shem, all the things are not like the amas amayim. So I printed the Mishnah Berurah, they wouldn't have to read all the Mishnah Berurahs. Okay? But this one maybe I was going down Maria. This is his case. According to your test in the Shabur there says, even if you did have in mind the other foods, I feel kivein alem daito alem b'shas brocha, it doesn't help. Okay, if you know, he makes a distinction whether other people bring the food out and so on, or he says, again his case, I'm sorry, not here, we'll show it to him later. He says, if the food is all there, or if it's in a nearby room, perhaps next room, you know it's there. So there's all kinds of scenarios, exactly how you set your dasa. Again, it's not our issue, but the best thing is to have, you know, to have in mind. Okay. Yeah, you got, I just said to take a look at the Mishnah Berurah just when he stepped out. The Mishnah Berurah has in Sifkot and Yotess in source 25 some of these scenarios. Is it enough if it's in the same room or if it's on a table? You have to have in mind. So there's all kinds of rules about having in mind. In any case, what does this have to do with us? So the Taz says the same thing here. Taz says just like and that's the Taz's chiddush. Just like in the case of the food, I had in mind when I said the entire bracha that it's on this cup of juice, and now I drop it and it spills, or the fruit turns out to be rotten. I have to make a new bracha. So says the Taz, if there, to the entire text of the bracha you had in mind, it's the fourth night of the Omer, you're going to have to make a new bracha if you realize now it's the fifth night of the Omer. When do we say you're okay? It's at least part of the time in the bracha you had the right date in mind. But that's the Taz, one of the Taz's rayas, is that if you had the wrong date in mind throughout the entire recitation of the bracha, then you got to make a new bracha. It's a chiddush, but the Taz brings a raya. In this case, the Taz's second raya was a Kriyas HaTorah case, right? Which originates in the Avudram, source 26, the Avudram, okay? It's called Birchas Alechem, Zinu Birchas Amozen. He quotes a case, Chaser of Gersh from Shomo, Yesh Man, Shadosh, Mechim, Zay, Rishambi, Maisa, Shira, and a story on Rosh Chodesh Teves. Now, Rosh Chodesh Teves, as we know, is always on Hanukkah. Right, so you have to take out two Sifrei Torah, one for Rosh Chodesh, one for Hanukkah, right? So Rosh Chodesh Teves, you would see in Shnei Sifrei Torah, right, I guess that would be the only time you take out two Sifrei Torah, not on a Shabbos Yantif, right? So it's Rosh Chodesh and it's Hanukkah. So the first one's supposed to be Rosh Chodesh, second one is Hanukkah, Todir, right? But they made a mistake, they goofed up. The Torah shot, the Chazim made a mistake, and he opened up, they called up the coin, opened up the Hanukkah laning. And they look at, okay, so what do you do now? And the tzibur said, wait, you got the wrong one, right? There's kiruah tzibur, there's the wrong one. So he said the guy should make a new bracha. He didn't realize after the bracha, he didn't look carefully, he said the bracha, you have to make a new bracha. Tzorach lach, the bracha shenis, and he brings the rye from the shalmi, the case with the food that we mentioned before, okay? And what's the idea? Because what you have to do is you have to now take out another Sefer Torah or roll this Sefer Torah, whatever it was, to be a big hefsek. So therefore, it's an interruption. Okay, and he says, not only that, but Shalom Iskaven Bebechoso Zosa Parsha. The Kohen, when he said, the Kohen, when he said the Bracha, had in mind a different Parsha. He thought they showed him Chanukah, he's about to lay Chanukah, and they realized, wait a minute, we're supposed to read Rosh Chodesh first. So he had in mind the wrong thing, okay? That's exactly the case of the food, huh?
That's like having in mind a certain chocolate bars in the
front. Right, exactly.
In Christopher General.
Correct. Can we show the Iskaven Bebechoso?
You don't have balance.
I didn't mention a few of those. Right? I told us. Yes, a bunch of cases. I was referring to a bunch of parshas where the beginning of the new sedra is very similar to the pasuk. A few same words of earlier. So kisei to the other one, right? So I think it's told us. Bow ends. The parsha of Eira ends with the words bow paro, and then as bow paro begins, you have to write bow paro. Or told us. The Eila told us Yishmael. The Eila told us. So sometimes you're not being careful. Now that's the case. Okay. Now again, what does the Taz extrapolate from here? So saying you see that the guy had the wrong leaning in mind, you have to make a new bracha. That's what Shulchan Aruch brings in Siman Kuf Mem Sif Gimel. Ha'ol Likos B'Torah V'Herod Amakom Shetorach Likos U'Berach HaTorah and so on. B'Skiru Sheparsha Keres Torach Likos. The wrong thing. Got a roll. The Sefer Torah 27, right? So he said machlokas, so you have to or not. And the Chaber leaves it there as a machlokas in Sif Gimel. The Taz there in Sif Katan Dalet 28 says Kan lo hichriya. Here the Chaber doesn't help us out. Chaber says some say you got to make a new bracha, some say you don't got to make a new bracha. The Taz says yeah, but that's in the Shulchan Aruch. But in the Beis Yosef hichriya the tzarach lebracha. You have to make a new bracha. V'chein nira ikar. That's what I think is the correct thing. And he brings the raya from the case with the food and everything we mentioned. Okay. Now he mentions at the end. If the Sefer Torah is open, but it's the same column, like you said before, maybe that's okay because that column is open. Or you open the three columns, it's somewhere that it's a fun of. So again, that's a technicality of Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, it's not for tonight. Right. But in any event, that's the case that it ties there. So again, that's a Raya in the Mishnah Berurah. Also, if you look in 29, the Mishnah Berurah there in Sifkat Mem, Simon Kuf Mem, Sifkat Meches and Tes, mentions the case, you know, the Lamaisa, we do make a new bracha, but he says, it doesn't make a difference whether it's the same parasha or the same. It does make a difference. All right, anyway, so Machlokas about it. In the Bir Halacha, so good. So that's the Mishnah Berurah there. So again, what is the Taz Raya? The Taz is saying, there too. What did the guy do? When he said the bracha, he had in mind the wrong thing. So he says, that's exactly like our Swiss Omer case. When he said the bracha, he had in mind that tonight's the fourth night. And now he realized the fifth, he's going to have to make a new bracha. Just like the guy who made the bracha on the wrong parsha, the Hanukkah landing, instead of the Shkodesh landing. So those are the Taz's two rides that are interconnected, because the Kriyas HaTorah comes from the food ride. Right? He had in mind this chocolate bar, that cup of soda. So that's it. So those are the Taz's two rides. Again, the Taz says the case in the Mechaber, to go back full circle now, and we'll get together. The Taz says the case in the Mechaber is what? The guy had the right thing in mind for part of the bracha. So then we say, okay, good enough. You know, he started the bracha on Sirius Omer, and he had in mind it was a fourth night, okay, which was wrong, and then he caught himself in the middle of the bracha, he realized the fifth, so now he's going to say the bracha is the, so he doesn't have to make a new bracha, he's got part of it right. And same reverse, at the beginning he had the right thing in mind, then he mixed up the wrong thing, that's also good enough. But, says the Taz, and that's his chiddush, if he had in mind the wrong thing the entire bracha, that bracha is the squav, he has to make a new bracha. So now look, the Bir Halacha sums up the Taz. Okay, so we can see it again now to come back to Sirius Omer. Look in 30, the Bir Halacha there, it's the top day test on Sifrov writes the case. In that Taz Tirit, again, everybody was bothered by the Mechaber's ruling, because when we first read the Mechaber, it seemed like he was saying, if you had in mind the wrong day when you said the bracha, but you got it right at the end. As I had in mind doing the bracha, it's the fourth night of the Omer. Then I realized the fifth, I said five, you're good. That we understand. But the second half of the Mechaber was, if you had in mind when you said the bracha, the fifth, okay,
if you said
fourth, but it was wrong, it's still good. So we said, that doesn't make any sense. So therefore, the Taz rereads the Mechaber. He wasn't talking about anything but the bracha itself. In that Taz here, it's the Ein Kavan, reason we all like we said it, but a quick summary. In that Taz here, it's the Ein Kavan of Mechaber, we see him ala Sir Gufa. And ala bracha, with some of us, with Tchilas ha bracha, Keshama bracha, Tashana Kemechlam, Chishe Badaita, Shispar Hakak Dalin, Rak Bay Siam Abrocha, Nidmelo, Shayom Hamishil Omer, the Siam Gmarbrocha Dietas, where hey, then Enochos Rock, the Bezazlina Bossa Psycha, over Dina Risha. In the first case, the same thing. However, look at the end, the Mishnah writes, Achataz, 2 lines in the bottom there, Achataz Hod Mizet Din Chodosh, the Hecha, Diha Psycha, Viha Hasima, Hoya Adaitelis for Yom Hei. If the introduction to the Brocha, the beginning of the Brocha, and the end of the Brocha were wrong, the Acha Shagar HaBrocha Nodosh Yom Dal, then he realized the fourth, Chos Mavarach, and he says, B'din Zeh Lo Iskimo Kamachon, the Rakhon don't go for that. They said too much of a chiddush. Because the Brocha Nama Akev, and not only that, but he had two good writers, right, for the case.
Then he canceled.
What's that?
So, too late to make the Brocha.
Right, but even if he hadn't counted yet, if he hadn't counted yet, but the Taz says he's got to make a new Brocha.
Because the Brocha Nama Akev. It's because...
Right, in the Taz's case. In the Taz's case, the Taz holds that if you had in mind the wrong evening for the bracha, and now I haven't counted yet, I thought it was the fourth. I made the bracha, and then I heard you count next to me for five. Oh, you're right. That guy's right. It's fine. Says the Mechaber, says the Taz, I got to make a new bracha. My bracha was disqualified.
Why?
Because he says, you had in mind the wrong thing. He brings it right. Like
having in mind the beginning and the end doesn't matter. In mind is in mind wrong.
No. So again, the Shulchan Aruch says, as long as I got part of it in mind, right, I'm in. But if I got none of it in mind, right, the right thing, you're out, just like you said, Brech Zatara, the wrong parasha.
Right.
Or just like you said, a shahak on this cup of juice, now spilled.
Right.
Okay? But the other Achonim says in Bir Alecha, don't agree with the Taznes. Why? So the Sharatzin explains over there, and since the top make us Mem Aos, Mem Aleph, and the Sharatzin says, I'll tell you why. The low kataz, because it's not similar to those cases. He brings the raya from Tormus, that's the beans, right? So he says, no. And Dachu Dvorah, he quotes the Mordechai, the Chok Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he says, Dabrocha eino koel hayom, el hodo al Hashem al etzem mitzvah. First of all, the case with the beans, okay, the bracha, I had in mind this cup. He said, by Sfiras HaOmer, The bracha is, I'm not counting the mitzvah. It's a tzivano, al siras haomer. Whatever tonight is, whatever it happens to, it could be the fourth, the fifth. I'm not making a bracha on the fourth night, on the 23rd night. I'm making a bracha on the general mitzvah, siras haomer. So therefore.
I'm making a bracha on the general mitzvah,
no, but that's the point.
We'll find out if it's possible.
Right, okay.
Another one,
because
I'm
Mitzvah
Lula for the whole
Chai Yisrael
for the whole week. Not this Lula.
Very possible, but that's what I'm saying. That's her, yeah.
Saying.
I'm saying the Taz evidently holds Lula.
Hashem made a lot of things.
Right, according to the Taz, not. According, that's what they'll say. That's exactly my focus. What does it mean? But they want to say it's different. The Bracha ain't called a Yom. The Bracha is not on the Mitzvah of the particular Yom of Sirius Omer. The Bracha is on the Mitzvah of counting the Omer.
It should depend on okay? That Bracha, Lula. It's 49 Mitzvahs.
I know.
I don't know. You could say it. In any event, Lemaisa
hints that it's
that each night is separate. But
yeah.
Well, no, because it's the same.
It's the same.
There's one big mitzvah. Okay. In any event, just a few other things. The Levush, most of the Achronim Lemaisa don't hold to that whole Taz. They find the Mechaber very difficult, and therefore they don't accept that second scenario. Psak. The Levush, for example, in some topic that said, hey. First he discussed whether Shiras Omer is Daraisa or Dabbana. He said, but this really doesn't make a difference with Daraisa or Dabbana. Okay? He says, if the guy said the wrong date at the end, Rav Shalom, you can't possibly yotze. I don't care what you had in mind during the bracha. If the guy said Hayom Chamish Yom Omer, it's not. So what are we talking about? It's impossible. It's impossible. Right. It's impossible. The Ma'alon and Hosam Achshav to Metchil Lo Marbo. What do I care that he was thinking before? At the end of the day, he didn't do a mitzvah. Okay, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Harila Hotzi Asir Mepiv. Safilu Dabbana. Don't do Dice Dabbana. Nothing. You have to count the fifth of Omer. So he didn't. Okay? So therefore, he says, the case of the wine and the beer. He said, there, the whole issue is the bracha. Here the issue is the mitzvah. That's the difference with the food. The food, the whole focus is the bracha. Right? So now it'll make him start clearing what the right bracha did. But the issue is the bracha. By Sirius HaOmer, the issue is not the bracha. The bracha is only a prelude to the counting. So if you counted wrong, I don't care what you had in mind during the bracha. With a cup of wine and beer, which is, okay, you could clear what I had in mind. This. So the issue is the bracha. Then we can clear. It go the first part of the bracha, not the first, the end of the bracha, whatever. But by Sirius HaOmer, you can't possibly tell me, says the Labush, that if the guy, I don't care what you had in mind doing the bracha, half the bracha, whole bracha, you have to have counted it correctly. That's the psak of Labush, okay?
By what you have in mind?
But that's what all the Achorim are saying, no.
The fruit in the basket, and the lights are out. And he's going down the hall to put the lights on.
Right.
I put my hand there and say, bright. Like it's Breyer. Whatever fruit I get, that's the problem.
Yeah, so we said that right. That's the bracha's question. I mentioned earlier.
Thing over here, too. I can say, I don't know the date. And I have to turn the pages to sit it, but the lights are out.
But
when I turn the pages, I'll find the right
thing. Right, but the Mechaber, that may be okay. That's okay. But the Mechaber's case was, at the Lamaise, you said the wrong thing.
Okay.
And you know it's anyway, because the Mechaber's chiddush, look back on that source. The Mechaber is saying that if you ended up saying tonight's the fifth night, and it's not, it's only the fourth, he said, well, you're still okay, because at least when you said the bracha, you had in mind the fourth.
So not like the tremendous, again, that's the Taz.
The other Achorim disagreed with his whole lumbus. Okay, they said, that's not what the Chavim meant. I don't know what he meant, but it's not right. They disagreed with the Taz because of the second problem with the Taz, because when the Taz's chiddush comes out, that if a guy had the whole wrong bracha, okay, but I'm sorry, the whole wrong bracha, and he did it right, not Yotze, and then, I'm sorry, they said it can't be.
So
you know, it can't be.
And you have to see the
Mechaber's room. Yes, and that's the thing. They disagree. They're on the talk. The Lavush disagrees. He can disagree. The Lavush disagrees. They disagree. They said, I don't know what he means.
Between Druk as a mitzvah and Druk as a
mitzvah. That's what they're saying. That's what the Lavush is saying. Yeah.
When I got a new Lola, even though it's down the table. When I walk
so over... Not good enough for...
Should be the same thing.
Okay, the same machoka. But the Lavush is disagreeing with the Chaber. That's the point. The Magen Avraham also disagrees. Look at Sukkot and Yud Beis there. It's in top page, 33. He says again, Rabach Pasach was there, the Chos of Baruch, the Harei Omer Sheker. At the end, he said a lie. He said it's the fourth night. It's not. It's Sukkot and Yud Beis, the Magen Avraham. That's the Divar Poskin and so on. However, he does say one thing, and that's what I want to talk about the rest of the Shia quickly. Second line of the Magen Avraham there. The Nizker Toch Kedei Dibur, Bamar Dalad Yatza. If you remembered right away in what's called Toch Kedei Dibur and you corrected yourself, then it's okay. That, even according to the other Achonim. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Let's see, we'll get to it in a second. So the Prichodesh, also on Sivov, he says, again, he disagrees with Mechaber, he says, Tamani al pet kodosh echa sika daita, Lumumun is in the Sirius HaOmer. How can you possibly compare these cases to the Sirius HaOmer? I don't understand. Pet kodosh, you know, means a holy mouth, like the Rav Yoh and the Mechaber, how can they say something? But hello, he says, hello, ain't kan sirakal. He wasn't, you know, he said the wrong night. How can you possibly outsay? What if I, he says this, because another thing. Let's say, I didn't count at all tonight, but you know, I thought about it. I had in mind 35. I was going to count later and I forgot. Will anybody say he's Yotze? Right? That's the Bechash's point. He says, if I only counted mentally, But I only care. He says not though. He said, if I only counted mentally, are you Yotze? He'd say, certainly not. Dwarf should have laid Adam's arm. Right? So, but he said, if I counted the wrong thing, but mentally I had him right during the bracha, he rejects the whole thing also. And he says at the end, Upsak Amiti, he says, Upsak Amiti, he has funny Russian. He says, so, Dora, the Hani Mila Drav Yor, Ispan Tiyuid, it's astonishing. The Lav Bnei Sam Chanina, we don't pass him. The Lav Mari Bere Dravina Chasim Alay. You know, it's not accepted by the Rabbanim. Upsak Amiti Bezehu, Shimposa Daitalema Arbu Niskasim Chamisha Chamisha. That's right, that's good. That was the first scenario. He had in mind four, but the Taka counted it right. Good, you got it right. But the bracha there makos, okay? But the reverse case, for sure you have to count again. And the Shabura sums it up in 35. He says, those two come on the base. The schemo, the bazaar, the rov achronim disagree with the mechaber. The mechaber is great, but everyone disagrees. The schemo bazaar, the sarach lispor mechadosh olavarch the brachosa rishon haisel vatala kaven shesiem acher yom acher, because you ended up saying the wrong night. Unless he throws in lo shenizka talkedei dibur l'sira, so unless you remember talkedei dibur she'oz choser so that it's okay, the bracha counts and he's okay. All right. Now he says, not only that,
but that's okay.
What's
might be better off. Every night,
have a night.
When I hear the
chazan
or I listen to the
chazan, no, but he's saying here.
What if you make the brachas tam? Is that good?
Yes, so that's what the Chavar says. He says, I'll tell you a bigger thing. He says, even if you had in mind for the bracha the whole wrong thing, right? And you said the wrong day too, but you caught yourself talking to the dibur, you're still okay.
For
the bracha, everything's good. Exactly. That's it. And then the other thing, now the guy said, another cooler. Old cousin, Tov Omer Hayom Yom Dal Baomer. We're talking today, we're Niskosh Yom Chamishi. You don't have to say again, Hayom Yom Chamishi. Dial Shi Yisayim Chamishi. Just say the number, Chamishi Baomer. Afal Pish Omer Hayom. As long as you're talking to the dibur. So I want to talk for a minute or two. About talking to the Deeper. Where does that come from? So the principle, so talking to the, what does it mean? Talking to the Deeper, so that's the principal comment about it in the Dorm, Pei Zayin on Aleph, 36. The Hilchasa, talk to the Deeper, Kedibur Dami, you're still in the mix. Chutz in four cases, in Megadei, Mobed Amaschav, Mekadesh, and Megarish. By cursing the name of Hashem, as Rashi explains in the Dharma, Pesach and Aleph, Rashi says, and we don't usually use Rashi in the Dharma, but anyway, the Hilchos, talk the Dibur, the Chose, talk the Dibur, Kedibur, the Kulu, for all things in Shas. It's a rule throughout Shas. Talk the Dibur, Kedibur, the except for the case of Megadeh, Friday, Rock, you curse God. You can't say, right, you can't, this is said right at the end of the sentence, you curse God. Oh, no, I tell you, I didn't mean it, sorry. Too late. Okay? I don't care if it's talking the Dibur. Same thing, Ovid, 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 Rashi says, Ovid, Ovid, Eliato. You said to an idol, that you're my God. And I'm just kidding, too late. Okay? Or Mekadesh. You give the girl the ring, Sarah, because she's like, nah, forget it. Okay, no, once you say it, and same thing with Garish. I mean, to get there, and say, I change my mind. All right, those are four cases. The Ran explains there in the Dharma. The Ran in the Dharma is put on the page, of course, page on Aleph 38. The Ran writes, why are these cases different? So, he says that you know, in some sources only mentioned over the Chacham and Mekadesh. But he says, Mekadesh for cursing is like.
The original one doesn't say the number?
A different no, the says no, and Gemara in the Dharma says four. He says in Baba Basma mentions two. The Rambam says not a spirit because it's two. One is one, under the other. Okay, not our issue now. But he says in the end, fourth line of 38. Why is this true? He says the near the Einai the Bishar Mila the Lochamir Kulahai Kesha Adam Oso some low Bigmar Daita who Osa. When a guy does something, he's, you know, even when you act, you say something, but you always have in mind, you know, I'm not 100% sure. I didn't press the send button yet. You know, I'm not 100% sure, right? And I can still change my mind. The last second, you always still change your mind. Talking to Debo, as long as it's still, right? People change their mind. Aval, right. Aval, hunt the four things. Came in the Chamiri Kulehai, ain't out of Osas on Elabas coming, where nobody will do such a thing unless you're darn sure you know what you're doing. Nobody's going to give a girl a ring and think, well, you know, maybe I can still change my mind to the last minute. You're not going to do that. Right? Or you're going to curse God. I mean, right, so that's why those are different.
Exactly.
But then he says something else. For Reis Hiller, Abner Moshe, Rav Nachman, Ramban in Baba Basra, Shekosh Hashem Ratam, the talk that you were doing, where does that come from? He says, Drabana, no concept of Drabana. Takanto the Tikkun Drabana. Why? Listen to this case. Mishum the Talmud Halokech Mecca. A guy is negotiating a business transaction, right? And who should happen to walk by but it's Rosh Hashiva? Just walks by then, you know? I was telling people a story, you know, about Lichtenstein, if I'm over and telling so many stories about him, you know, so one of the stories was that he was very unassuming, and just very, didn't hold himself, you know, in any kind of pretentious or haughty way. So the story was the two guys were walking in the hallway, whatever, near the basement, I don't know if this happened at YU or in Gush, wherever it was, but the two guys, one of the guys' name was Aaron, so a friend said, hey Aaron, you have an extra pen? So he turned around and he said, no, I'm sorry. Hey, Moshe, yeah, the same story, right? So, yeah, I'm right here while you're yelling. So, you know, the same, the Gedolim knew, you know, but in any event, imagine what the guy felt like. So, I'm not even you. Anyway, but that's just so, the Rebbe walked by, so it's not covered, so the fellow wants to interrupt. He said, I agree to this transaction. Oh, this is my Rebbe. So I said, Shalom Aleichem. Since I've been a time, now the guy's stuck. Maybe he wasn't really concluding his deal. So because he did the mitzvah, covered her up, so therefore, they made a thing, they made the grace period, so to speak.
What do you mean okay? They made?
The Chachamim.
So that's what there before.
So what the Ran asked. The Ran disagrees. Very good. So very quickly, not our suga, I just want to throw this out. But Ran writes, well, Nichli, I don't think that's correct, because Bezin, Masal HaKadom HaTorah, you know, these are, okay. So Tosus, in the Dorm there, Pesach and Aleph, Dimas HaHilchasa, all says whether it's Daraisa or not, you know, he says you gotta say it's Daraisa because it uproots Dinam Daraisa. So it's gotta be Daraisa. The Nemukah Yosef, there in the Dorm, also printed on the page in the Rift. Chavav and Aleph, the page in the Rift.
Right.
What?
Harav Rabbi Eliezer. That's your right?
Was, No, no. I don't know, actually. I'm not sure. Okay. The Rams wanted to have Balatos, but not recorded in Tosas. I don't know. The Mukayos said, Das Hamorim, that made to Oya Smachta, the Sheet of Kubetz, there are Dorm, Pays Amanav, Duas of Atanya, says that Rizir, you said, Yesh Chok, Yal Chachom, Laka Dorm in the Torah. It's not the first time the Chachom can undo something in the Torah. But whatever the reason is, Tokhidei Dibur works. How long is Tokhidei Dibur? So there we turn to 42 very quickly. Bava Kama, Ayin Gimel Beis, the Gemara says, what is Tokhidei Dibur? Kadei She'elos Talmud L'Rav. A greeting from a Talmud to Rav, that is Rebbe. Another opinion says Kadei She'elos Rav L'Talmud. But what is Kadei She'elos Talmud L'Rav? Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. Four words. Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. The Rosh, there in Bava Kama, Tarek Zion, Simon Zion, writes, Kadei Talmud L'Rav, just Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Not Rebbe Umori, just Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Okay? That's Tokhidei Dibur Kedibur Damish. Those three words. Okay? In Shavuos, Lamed Beis and Aleph.
Are they arguing? I mean,
well, he once says Shalom, with extra second or a split second.
No,
so he says Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. Yeah, that's
second. Rebbe Umori is the second.
Okay, there you go. So it's the second half.
So if you take one quarter of the second half.
Right, there it is. So Shavuos, Lamed Beis and Aleph. Again, the Gemara says, Kadei She'elos Talmud L'Rav. Rashi there, 45, Dibur Masechta Talmud L'Rav, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Okay, the Ruki Yosef on Atzugi in the Dharm Chava and Alvin page of the Rif says the Rasul Kahat Tochde Bibur says Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. So the Machokas, the Ritva there in the Dharm Pevah and Beis Alvin Minsa, that's the Rasul Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Okay, the Rabbanan he says gave the Shir. It's like Kielu Humidaber Adayin, but the Ritva is important 47 because not only tells you Shalom Alecha Rebbe, but he gives you a swara behind it. He says while you're talking, it's like you're still talking. A break of that sort of time, it's like you're still in the mix. Kielu Humidaber Adayin. Okay, Shachavim Amushik Tei Shir Zeh. Rechushim Rachshon, so I'll say your lips are still moving, so to speak, from the first chat, the first talking, v'chilu medaber adayin. The Rambam, Hilchos Shavuos, Perek Beis, Halach Yud Zayin, talks about Shavuos and changing your mind, and the Shavuos and the Dharma and so on. Again, Shavuos, Perek Beis, Halach Yud Zayin, the Rambam writes, v'hu k'dei she'omar Talmud l'rab, shalom alecha Rebbe. Then, I changed my mind, within that time, it's okay. So he says, shalom alecha Rebbe. So which is it, Rebbe Mori or Rebbe? So the Shulchan Aruch, Sin Reish Rav, Siv Gimel 49, by brachas, you shouldn't wait between the bracha and the eating more than the Kadei Dibur, says the Ramah in Siv Gimel of Sim Reish Rav and Arachayim. And the Taz says, Siv Kotan Gimel, Pirish Kadei Dibur, Sheva Shal, Tan of the Hainu Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori.
The Chakrila, you shouldn't have
more than a break, more than that amount of break between the bracha and the eating.
Okay.
I know, so not our issue now in bracha, but I'm just saying the Taz says Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori, the Magen Avraham in Tzivkot and Dalet writes Hainu Shalom Alecha Rebbe, just Rebbe, and the Mishnah Berurah says also in Tzivkot and Yebeis Shalom Alecha Rebbe, okay. And the Shar Tzion and Osir said the Loketaz, not like the Taz Shekosu Shalom Alecha Rebbe. So that seems to be the consensus. Three words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. That's called Tokhidei Dibur. As an interesting aside, the back page here, just to finish up quickly, the Gura Sari, the Shagasari has a whole, I just printed industry general interest. Makas Vav Medal of Dimasva Od Koshali, the Gura Sari writes that the Shagasari on Makas writes, he says, not a matter of how many words,
yeah,
matter of how many letters. Because you can have words that are long. A guy says, anti-disestablishmentarianism, you know, or supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, escalidocious, you know, it's longer. Right? Or some law, these long, right, exactly. Long, or his scientific work, you know, it's long, sometimes elements or something like that. So he said, Machokas is. It doesn't matter. He said, it's how many letters?
What do you mean, you should? We already talked about
no, the definition of Tokhidei Dibur, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, is not a number of words, it's a number of letters are in it.
Yeah, but okay, some words are, it's that phrase, not some other phrase.
No, but he's saying that phrase is just an example. That's what he's saying. That's the Shagas Arizal. Yeah, yeah. It's 11 letters. Not syllables, letters. Yeah.
No,
7
syllables.
Okay, he doesn't say syllables. He says letters. Okay, whatever. And even getting back to the Sirs Alma to wrap up. So the Prima Garden back in our Sirs Sohar, it's in the Tough Bay Test. He says, he has a question. Wait a second. How can the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham? Oh yes, I put the Mishnah Berurah. Yes, the Magen Avraham. How can he say if you correct yourself within Tokhidei Dibur, the bracha is okay? By definition, the bracha, Baruchat Hashem, Hakel Hashem, the first Omer. You said Hayom Shloshim. That's more than Tokhidei Dibur. So even if you catch yourself, how can that work? You're already beyond Tokhidei Dibur from the bracha. What did we say?
Tokhidei Dibur is the number.
Unless you don't say
Hashem. So, okay, he just does that? Well, okay, right. No, unless it was the other, maybe the first week.
Only
I know, but if it's a later week.
Talking to the Ebor.
I know, but
then
but
you already got the number.
I know, but if you're later in the week, you're later with, right. Kayom Tisha V'Esi Noam Sheim, blah, blah, blah. But now I catch myself. Tonight, I said the first week you're okay, maybe. The first nine, yeah. So if I say tonight, Hayom, social, I throw it like Mom again. Hayom, social, Noam Sheim, Avosha Hamishim Momer, and I'm 34. It's too late, I'm already behind talking to the Ebor from the brother. So how can it work? How can the Mishabur, and again, he's asking the Mishabur wrong. So he says, therefore he thinks it's already too much of Chosim Avar. However, there are those who disagree. The Rav Balatanya in 56, and it's in the top day Tessiv Chofala, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he says, no, as long as you're still in the, talking to you, if you're silent, but if you're still, the talk is, the clock doesn't start ticking yet.
Right.
The clock doesn't start ticking.
So you stop.
If you catch yourself right away, it's the all those extra words, I own Tisha Vesi, didn't count. That's all part of the thing. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav, right?
And it's that works for, you said Yalvi Yavo, and you said, Yom
Chagamatos is saying. Yeah, so, I was so, yeah.
But you're still saying the rest of the time.
I think it's okay, yeah. So, instead of Tov Pei Tes Siv Chof Aleph, that's what the Mechanical Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, he says the whole thing. He said, look at the last line, Avosir Shon Eirach Hashur Hefzik came in his Asik Bedover. And that's really based on a Tosin Ksubas Daf Lamed Gimon Aleph by Asra. So he says, Yeshlomar, you look in Tosin 57, Yeshlomar, the Kol's Man Shasukim Ba'osa Dover, Choshev HaKol Tokidei Dibur. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch seems to say, also by Hilchos Brachos, so Reish Tessiv Beis, you took a cup of water and you said Bar Per Gofen, but talk today Dibor should be the same problem because the Brachos longer. The words, you know, Bar Per Gofen. So if you're met, same idea. I just want to finish up the following interesting question. Yeah, longer, sure. I just want to wrap up Mamish because late a minute and a half. An interesting question. Because it speaks to the lumdus of what's the lumdus of Tokadei Dibur? So we kind of had some want to say as long as is Tokadei Dibur meaning that it's like you, it's an ongoing process, right? That's how the Ritva says it. As long as you're kilu medaber adayin, or is it sort of a grace, like a grace period to correct yourself? If you made a mistake, like the way we learned Tosa says, in case the Rebbe came and now you want to undo the business deal or whatever, is it like a grace period or is it, you know, or is it, so to this, it's a hakir, you know what the Nafkina might help with this case? Can Tokadei Dibur work against you? Meaning, I counted the right Sira, Taka.
And then you came.
I read, no, wait a minute, it's the fourth. But you were right the first time. You guys said, Ayom Chamish Yom Omer. And they said, Ayom Arba Yom Omer. He didn't talk to the Dibur. Is he messed up now? Or do we say no? So it could depend on that question. If you say it's like you're still talking, maybe. But if you say it's a grace period to correct yourself, but you didn't correct yourself. So actually, Shom Zaman Arbach, I just brought with me in his volume on Tefillah, Perak Tez Zayin, on page Reish Rav, discussed this question. He says, Ulam Bavisha in Dvar Halacha, and Os Mem Hey Ulam Misha Birch Kahogan. The Chalkach Savar Shetah. He thought he made a mistake. The Chazav Talkin they do with Sofer Kesol Kahogan. He deals with this case, okay? Mistaber the Shapur Yotzlis Yiras Arishona. The Ein Hacharata Mekalkelis. Okay, so he thinks that that's the case. He has it in his Sefer on Pesach. Also, that was Alicha Shomam Tfila. Alicha Shomam Pesach. Also, he has it on page Shin Nun Hey in Perak Yud Aleph. Osvav, again, you can't make a, won't disqualify you. It doesn't explain why. So in another sefer from the Shlomo Zalman called Shalmei Moed, put out by a different Talmidim, in Perak Pei Dalad, in has this din, note 13, he quotes from Rav Nevinzal, who's a big Talmud of Shlomo Zalman. He said, L'chor Raila Dover, Miman Da'omer, Menachos Daf Memtes, Akira B'ta'us Lo Hav Yakira. Undoing something. He said, and I was thinking, sorry, B'ta'us.
That's a new concept.
That's like, okay, but he's saying Acharot, it's the same idea. Okay, that's what he's saying. But Tolus doesn't undo it. So let me just finish. I was thinking also, because Lemaisa, you can't, the guy did the mitzvah. He was Yotze. Now he, you know, who cares? Like, end of discussion. You know, he's a Yotze. Again, if you want to get mystical about it, and you say that every time you do a mitzvah, it's like you created a malach, when you shot the malach night. But anyway, even leaving that out, it may cut to this question of what is talking to Ebor. The last thing I mentioned, in the Mukha Arachayim from the Minchas of the Mukhacher, he is not convinced what the Mishabura says, what we said earlier, that if you correct yourself, even if you don't say the word Hayom, he doesn't like that. He says, you can't just say Hayom, Arba Yomim, Chamisha Yomim. because you have to Hayom Chamishim, so he disagrees with that. The Nimukhe Orchan, that's the Munkasha, Minchas Olaz. He disagrees, because otherwise you end up with a mishmash. You have to four, it's five, oh, wait, how, you know, you have to start a new sentence. That makes no sense, right? The phrase makes no sense. Hayom Shishyam Chamishim.
The first two don't count.
Okay, that's the issue, so that's what you want to say. Okay, in any event, as I said, truth is always a rich subject, a lot of interesting things.
What about,
hopefully, we'll all get it right when we're supposed to get it right. Okay.
Okay.